This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
More hits, more favorites. It's Monday morning of Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. And Reader, this is awesome. You and I, we've been working together for a couple years now. Mm-hmm. And usually in August, you take some holiday time around this time period of August. Because your birthday is in August.
That's right.
And I never get to wish you a happy birthday on the air. And I'm close enough today that I want to. Because okay. Yesterday was your birthday.
That's right.
I didn't get to see you yesterday being Sunday. So I wanted to wish you a very happy belated birthday.
Oh, thanks.
And I got a little surprise for you. I got a song for you. Are you ready, Signor P. Verratti?
And the one and the two.
You're the birthday. You're the birthday. You're the birthday. Boy or girl.
Happy birthday, dude.
Aw, so heartfelt.
Of course, belated birthday. It was yesterday. Did you celebrate at all? Or?
I pretty much just kind of took it easy. Our pal Brian from production, he bought me lunch yesterday.
Oh,
so that
right
was
on.
A nice way to celebrate.
Hey, that's awesome.
Much appreciated, but
I'll never say no to a free lunch, especially a birthday lunch. Did you have some cake?
I didn't have cake yesterday, but I did get myself a big thing of Oreo ice cream.
We're going to have to remedy that. I'm going to have to see if I can run and grab a slice of cake for you, too. We can have some at work here for today. I'm thinking, why don't I just go get a whole cake for everybody here at the office, too? We used to do that, right?
Back in the day.
I can't even remember anymore, but yes, happy birthday to you. And if you are celebrating a birthday today, you're the birthday, you're the birthday, you're the birthday, boy or girl.
For those wondering, I'm 516 months old.
Ooh.
43.
Good math.
Nick and Reader are sharing one Disney Plus account.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Jonas Brothers with their latest X. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader with you on this Monday morning. And I said I might get a licey tomorrow. Not weather-wise. Sports-wise, yeah. Reader, NHL playoffs start tomorrow.
Yes, all the round robin and the qualifying rounds are all done. So now the Stanley Cup playoffs are officially set.
Really looking forward to this. A little bit sad, bittersweet for me as a person who cheers for Nashville Predators. They got knocked out, but hopefully they can take out the Colorado Avalanche because we have it. We've got the seeding and we got the eight teams that are playing in the playoffs.
And if you're looking for someone to cheer for, I know a team that's always welcoming folks onto the bandwagon because my Flyers managed to pick up the number one seed in the East.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Undefeated throughout round robin play.
Looking good.
Would you say favored at this point?
Well, I mean, they got to be taken pretty seriously anyway.
Because I definitely favor them. I'm going to just come right out and say it. I'm cheering for Philly right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
So what's going to be fun, Philly gets Montreal, Carey Price.
That's right.
Versus Carter Hart.
And I mean, Montreal went to five games.
And they took out Pittsburgh. Thank you, Montreal. But that's going to be a fun series. As well in the East, Tampa Bay, Columbus, the Islanders in Washington, and Boston, Carolina. Meanwhile, in the West, Vegas, the number one seed.
That's right.
They get the Blackhawks, who took out the Oilers in the qualifying round. Colorado faces Arizona. The Calgary Flames take on the Dallas Stars. And the Vancouver Canucks will battle the defending champion St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, so if your team isn't playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs, fair enough. I mean, it's the playoffs after all. But there are three Canadian teams playing in the playoffs this year. And two of them aren't Calgary. So you got options. That's great.
Yes. I got to say, though, it's still weird seeing them play in August.
Okay,
I love
strange.
It, but it's odd.
Yeah, it would have been really, really strange for the Maple Leafs, but nah, they're fine now. Who are you cheering for in the Stanley Cup playoffs? We got the photo on our Facebook page, facebook.com/morefoxfm.
Nick and Reader have watched every show on every streaming service. The next logical step, puppetry.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Marshmallow and Halsey. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM with Nick and Reader on a Monday morning. Speaking of marshmallows, Reader, I want to talk about Wednesday.
Yes.
Wednesday is a very happy day here at the Fox FM Control Room because we finally get to celebrate Camp Day.
That's right.
With our pals at Tim Hortons. This year, Camp Day is a little bit different due to pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it virtually here in the Fox FM Control Room on Wednesday.
Yes, we're going to be having a little fun. Of course, it's a fundraiser for the Tim Horton Foundation camps that, you know, they donate all the money, 100% of their hot coffee, iced coffee sales to the Tim Horton's Foundation camps. It sends youth who might not otherwise get a chance to have that summer camp experience and be able to send them to camp and you know, have fun, make friends, you know, develop skills, all those great things that you get to do at camp.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, not to mention you get a little break from everything.
That's
going
right.
away to summer camp for a couple weeks too. So you heard, reader, if you want to support the Tim Hortons Camp Foundation, all you need to do is get your coffee on Wednesday. That's what you normally do. Stop at Tim Hortons, get yourself a hot beverage. Also, iced coffee this year is eligible for the Camp Day charity giveaway. Oh, I love that. Oh,
don't forget, you can get your bracelets too.
That's right.
They're going to be in four colors, red, blue, green, and orange.
You know, I'm not mad because they're charity bracelets, but can they do a purple one?
You it's do been 4 love years. Purple. That's right.
Yeah, so all you need to do to get your charitable donations in for Wednesday's Camp Day is go buy your morning coffee or iced coffee at Tim Hortons all day.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
It's more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. Nick and Reader hanging with you on a Monday morning. Reader, how's your weekend?
It was pretty darn good, I must say, overall.
It was nice out weather-wise. I was really enjoying that. A little bit windy yesterday, though. Did you get any of that over the weekend? Some winds here in Yorkton?
It was a little breezy here in town. Not, of course, in comparison to some of the other communities in the area. But it was a pretty nice weekend overall. As I said, my cousin got married Saturday, and it was an outdoor wedding, and it was very nice.
Oh, right on. That's cool. I'm so happy to hear that you went to a wedding in August, because I don't have any weddings to go to this August. And I was starting to freak out a little bit.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, I was wondering, well, hey, none of my friends want to get married this August? What the heck? It's been 7 years of only going to weddings in August. And it seemed, have you noticed that? Do your friends all get married in the same month?
No, they've been kind of spread out throughout the summer months over the years.
I've just been scrolling through my Facebook news feed this morning, and I can't help but see all of my friends wishing each other a happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Because all of them seem to have gotten married in the month of August, including my parents. I mean, happy anniversary to my mom and dad last week.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Didn't have any weddings this year, but I guess you kept it real for us here, too. If you were to get married, what month would you choose? Because, you know, every guy always dreams about their fairy tale wedding, so.
I can't say I've ever really
thought
about
it. I think I would go fall wedding. I've been to a couple fall weddings, like a November wedding. It was nice. I mean, I like the colors and the fact that it's not too warm and not too cold and there's no snow. I would go for a fall wedding.
I had one brother get married in October and one got married in June. So I'd probably pick something different just to be different.
Ah, you didn't make up your own month.
December. I'd go in a winter wedding.
Look out for the invitations in the mail, guys. I heard readers getting married this March.
Fox FM's Nick has finally fallen in love with a cheeseburger at a restaurant in Swan River.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
City and Color, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader as Reader sanitizes his workstation on a Monday morning. Hopefully you guys are out there staying safe and looking out for one another. Reader, something sad happened over the weekend.
Oh, no.
I got to tell you a story. I was talking to someone. I was out and about doing some errands, and someone asked, I was just having a conversation, and they asked what I did, and I said, oh, I do the morning show, the Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. I'm the Nick part. And the person looked at me and they said, oh, I don't listen to your station. Now, that bummed me out. I will say, it bums me out to hear that. Yeah. But, I mean, people can listen to whatever they want.
Absolutely.
We encourage people to listen what they want to listen to.
Exactly.
But I couldn't help but be a little bit excited when he said that, because that's one person that doesn't know that we give away a free pizza every Monday morning. Could you imagine that? If they found out, after telling me just bold-faced that they don't listen to us.
That just increases the odds for everyone else who does listen to
us. You're listening right now. You should consider yourself lucky because you know that we give away pizzas every Monday.
Yes.
It behooves you to listen to Fox FM on a Monday morning. Thank you, sir. And if you want, here's another good word. It's the keyword for today. Pizza.
Nice.
That's all you got to text us. In a text message, send the keyword pizza. No emojis, no punctuation, that kind of stuff.
Nah, none of that necessary.
Your name. We need your name. And, of course, your address, including where you live in the listening area. Just makes it easier for us. If you win, we already know where you are in case we got to mail it out to you. Exactly. So those three things, the keyword pizza, your name, your address, including where you live in the listening area. Text that to us right now, 306-783-3699. In fact, I'm going to open up the Fox FM text line and see if we got any entries so far. Because once you get that confirmation entry, you know that you are in. Hey, speak of the devil. Tammy from Esterhazy is on the ball, texted us the keyword, and is entered in to win some free pizza. A medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton. So text us that keyword now.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.